There are many tales that are told of Ted Stevens's nearly 40-year career in the U.S. Senate, like how he wore his incredible Hulk tie on days when he knew he'd have to do some serious arm twisting to get fellow senators support for a piece of legislation he was pushing. Marie Matsumo Nash has heard a few of those tales during the 29 years she worked for Stevens, and she shared one of them at Monday's commemoration. Nash says many years ago, Stevens asked her at the last minute to cook some salmon for a meeting of Republican lawmakers in Washington.
We had to dress it up. We were peeling the skin off and putting sliced cucumbers on, making it fit for the senators that were going to be eating it. So that was kind of fun. It was something I had never done.
Now there's another Stevens tale to add to the lore. It's the story behind an exhibit of Alaska maps related to the senator's career that UAF graduate student Susanna Dowds has set up in the Ted Stevens Papers Project in the Rasmussen Library.
It was the first map of the United States that had Alaska in the correct proportion, in the correct position, and Hawaii in the correct proportion and the correct position.
Dowd says it's called the Stevens map because early on in his Senate career, he directed the U.S. Geological Survey, the USGS, to publish a map that would clarify once and for all that, contrary to how the state is often depicted on many maps, Alaska is not some disembodied landmass located somewhere just off the coast of Baja California.
When Alaska first became a state in 1958, cartographers just decided to put Alaska as an insert south of California.
Dowds says over the years, cartographers typically stuck Alaska somewhere near the lower left corner off the lower 48, and usually at a much smaller scale than the rest of the states, because Alaska is so big and so far away that it was impractical to show it in its correct place and size. After it came out in 1975, the senator widely distributed copies of the Stevens map, and it quickly became very popular, especially among educators.
He sent off copies to all the schools in Alaska, and we got letters from teachers, his office did, and they asked for extra copies because their students didn't really know where Alaska was in relation to the rest of the United States.
The Mapping Alaska exhibit will run through May. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.